It's V-Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The vaccine is here. For 9 months, we have hunkered down waiting for this day. It is V-Day in America. Sleeves up, needles out, liberation is at hand. This is where the masses rise up to join the troops and turn the tide. Except that about half of us aren't sure we want to fight yet. Some of the people on the front lines aren't even convinced. A survey of New York City firefighters found 55% wouldn't get vaccinated. And if it's true that our ultimate liberation depends on 75% participation, then what? Do you force people to get the shot? The law says you can. Schools have done it for years. Employers could do it. But judging from the reaction to mandatory masks, mandatory needle pokes might lead to secession. So how about this? Congress is debating whether to protect businesses from COVID lawsuits, right? Well, how about a compromise? Once vaccinations are available to everyone, any unvaccinated person who chooses to enter a business cannot sue that business should they come down with COVID. And if that rule gives businesses an incentive to require proof of vaccination at the door, then so be it. Their choice. Everybody gets a choice. No one has to take the needle, but no organization has to admit you to their premises if you don't. And then we change the national motto to "Let freedom sting." Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.